Welcome back into Midday. I'm Gabe Ortiz. Hair braiding is a big business. The global industry is worth billions of dollars, and a quick search on Google Maps shows just about a dozen places to get your hair braided within a half mile of our radio station here in Charles Village. But one local hair salon a little further away in Bowie is trying to stand apart by offering 24-hour braiding services. That's right, braiding hair all through the night. And WYPR's own Wamboy Kamau visited the salon, and she joins me now in Studio A. Wamboy, how are we doing today?
Hey, Gabe. Nice to see you.
Thank you so much for making some time today. We really appreciate it. So first off, I want to know, how did you hear about this place? Because your reporting on it was the first I had heard of it, and yet it seems like such a unique business model that's going on right here in Maryland. So how did you catch wind?
Yeah, so like everybody else, I was just doom scrolling through my phone, and then I saw an influencer had posted about a 24-hour hair braiding business in Maryland. That was the headline. And in the image, it moved really fast. I saw just a sea of purple, which was the scrubs that the stylists were wearing. So I said, wait a minute, I'm in Maryland, and I've had my hair braided ever since I was a little girl. And where is this place where the stylists are wearing scrubs and it's 24 hours? So I decided to check it out. It was an hour away in Bowie. And, you know, being the busy professional that I am,
of course,
I went on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because I wanted to have a fresh holiday look. And that was my first experience with Nadine's hair braiding.
And what time of day did you go? Did you go at like 3 a.m. just to see if it was legit, or were you there during actual busy hours?
No, I went there, I think, a little bit after 8.
Okay.
Which is a unique time to go because after 8 and between 4 a.m. there's an extra $40
okay.
for your service to help because the braiders who work overnight make a little bit more of a differential for
sure.
being up all night. So that's when I went. And sure enough, I think I was there till about 2.
Wow.
Yeah, and the parking lot was full. Like, at the time, she was located in a strip mall.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, most strip malls have different storefronts. But for her, there was a West African food business, which I think has some relation to her. And then her business, and each storefront was still her business, but it was different sections. So one store would be the pediatrics, so for kids. Another one would be the regular people, like adults. And
sure.
then another one would also be what she calls the VIP. So, for example, Senator Angela Alsobrooks has had her hair braided there.
Wow.
And that's an additional, I think, $150 if you want to be treated as a VIP.
So the concept to me of being in a hair salon and you know, being around my mom a whole lot when I was growing up and you know, being as a young boy dragged to these hair salons while, you know, having to make myself busy while my mom was getting her hair done. The concept of walking out of the door at 2 a.m. is, I mean, it's bizarre to me, but they're normalizing this. So can you talk a little bit about what the scene was like while you were getting your hair done there as you started to get into the waning hours of the night and the early hours of the morning? When you're there at like 1 a.m., is it still packed? Is it busy like a hair salon would be maybe on like a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday morning? What was the scene like?
Yeah, I would say that it depends on the season. When I interviewed Nadine and her stylist recently, she said that summer tends to be the busiest. But for me, when I went in, first you check in and there are stylists there who are waiting for you. You tell somebody at the desk what style you would like. If you have pictures maybe from Pinterest or someplace like that, you show that to them. They tell you what the price is. You agree to that. And then you follow those two stylists back to your seat. And then during the service, a worker will come with like a tablet and be like, hey, are you Gabe Ortiz? And you want this style, this size, this length, and it'll be cost this much. And you confirm all those details. And then they go back to their area. You continue the service until you're done paying. Now, I want to move the story a little bit forward.
Please.
To say that Nadine has now moved from that location to a different space. She's had a lot of demand, so she now is still in Bowie, but it's a 10,000 square foot space that was a former Granite warehouse. So for people who don't always think in terms of square footage, like the average house in America is about 1,800 square feet. So the size of her salon is like maybe, what, five houses?
Oh, my
then,
God.
Or,
wow.
Yeah. But she still has that same setup. It's just you don't have to go in and out of different storefronts.
Sure.
It's she has nicer finishes now, I would say. She still has the waiting area. She's also trying to improve the customer experience by offering things like water and free popcorn. And one thing that really stood out to me this last time when I saw her in her new space was that when you go to pay, it's like a red carpet. You know how when you go to a club or something, they have the red carpet that you walk through?
Yeah, and, of course.
Yeah. So it's like psychologically kind of separates you from like, wow, I'm going to go pay this money to like,
This is a luxury experience
yes,
you're having. You
exactly.
walk in and like, I'm being pampered. This is a luxury experience. I don't just come here for the service of getting my hair done. I come here for the experience of being treated like a special customer.
There
right?
you go.
And I think that that's such an interesting take on this because so many different services like this, I feel like the priority is turnover, right? Get people in the chair, get people out of the chair, get people in the chair, get people out of the chair. But perhaps her having a 24-hour service has allowed her to have more time over the course of the day. I mean, the most time you can have, 24 hours, to get people in and out of appointments that we can afford to spend some money and effort and time on the experience of it all. Of you're not just coming in and getting your hair done and leaving, but you're walking away with something you're going to talk to people about. Like, they had the red carpet out. It was this whole thing. I paid for the VIP service. They treated me like a VIP. I had the state senator getting, you know, her hair done right next to me. Like, all of these things are possible because she has opened up her scheduling to be 24 hours a day, which is a mountain of a task in its own right. So we've heard a lot about your experience as a customer, mm-hmm. but when you went back, you talked to some of the workers and you got some insight onto what it's like to actually work at a 24-hour service. Can you talk a little bit about what those conversations were like?
Yeah, so she moved into her new space last summer and I saw again on my social media timeline, I said, wow, okay, this thing is really growing and it looks like demand is holding steady. So I went back recently and just getting into the mechanics of it because now she has 120 seats in this space. On a busy day, she can have up to 600 clients. She has 30 full-time staff, 400 stylists who are the braiders, and they work as independent contractors. So what I learned this time by going back and talking to the different stylists is it just depends on your walk in life. So there are people who are professionals, like teachers who teach during the day and then afterwards they go there to braid. Some are there to make extra money because you do make your own schedule. And others are also from Cameroon,
okay.
which is the country of origin of a lot of these workers. They're here legally. It's a country that's had a lot of instability due to an Anglophone and Francophone majority and minority not agreeing to things. And so some of them are also there just for that camaraderie for people from their own country. One person I spoke with was Lucilvia Akombi, who has been in the U.S. for about 18 months, and she was a braider in Cameroon. And she said that she works at Nadine's because she likes the flexible schedule.
I have a particular time that I come. I come during the day. Some people come during the night. I work when I feel tired. When I'm tired, I feel like I don't want to work again. Then I'm free to go home. Nobody is forcing you. It's very relaxing. You can work here while you do something else. You can school and work. So it's very flexible. Someone like me, I do different styles. I do cornrows, twists, almost all the styles. So, on a bad day, I cannot live without working like $150. Yeah, on a good day, I can work up to $400. And you know that the clients always tip too, so they always take our rate higher. So, sometimes you can live with £500 a day.
Yeah, so for somebody like Lucilvia, who is a professional braider, one thing that she enjoys about working there besides the flexible schedule is the challenge to improve her skills, learning different styles. So, for example, when Beyoncé's Lemonade album came out, the style that Beyoncé had on her hair was called the Lemonade Cornrows. And Lucilvia says that she's able to increase even the amount of money she can make by learning these new styles and applying them to clients.
Well, so, I mean, this is something that is going beyond just getting, you know, your hair braided or having a job braiding your hair for the workers like we just had. They're actually expanding their skills by being here. And I think that that's something that's so fascinating, that this is becoming a growing institution of hair work and cosmetology within the Bowie and larger Maryland community. So you talk to these stylists. You also talk to the owner, Nadine Chirico. Like many of the employees, she also immigrated to the United States, and that's part of her story. Can you tell us about a bit more of her origin, how she got into hair braiding, how she made it to Maryland, and why she chose to continue her hair braiding journey in Bowie, Maryland?
Absolutely. So Nadine first immigrated to the U.S. to study banking and finance. And while she was working in that line and that industry, she says that she wasn't making that much. She's the eldest of six siblings. She had lost her dad at a young age and wanted to be able to help supplement the family income. But the money she was making at the bank was only enough to support herself and not be able to help her siblings. So after her job at the bank, she would go and braid hair. And then fast forward, after braiding, she decides to open up her own salon. And then her and her husband had lost a lot of money in a big venture, so she was looking for ways to make that money back quickly. It's $200,000. And one of the things that helped her was honoring her clients. Clients would say, hey, I'm really busy. Can I come in at 6 in the morning? Can I stay at this time? And she started kind of as a competition between the braiders. Like, hey, Gabe, if you come here at midnight or if you stay till this time, you'll be able to make more money. So that continued until eventually a client posted on social media how satisfied she was with the service. And that went viral. And then Nadine was able to stay open 24/7. Now, she is servicing a lot of people, all sorts of personalities. Like I mentioned earlier, she has a big staff. So she does also face a little bit of criticism.
And I can imagine that that's something that's tough, because when you're doing something new, right, usually there's going to be haters out there, for lack of a better term. There's going to be people who push against the innovation of what you're trying to do. But it hasn't deterred her, and she's still going strong. So I'll tell you what, we got about a minute here before we got to wrap up. But if anybody wants to check out Nadine's hair braiding business, or if they want to get involved, what's the best way they can find her online?
They can first start with us at WIPR.org. I have the story up, and then you can also just Google Nadine's hair braiding. You can find out more about her as well.
Wamboy Kamau doing some great reporting here at WIPR for local businesses and beyond. Go check her out at WIPR.org to see more of the work she's doing in and around the Baltimore area. Wamboy, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Awesome, awesome stuff coming from our own Wamboy Kamau. That's going to do it for us here on Midday. Coming up next on WIPR, we have Fresh Air. For Shania in the studio, for Sam and Rob in the studio, and for executive producer Amy Walters, I'm Gabe Ortiz. This has been Midday. Erica Kane will be in the host chair on Monday. Don't miss it.
You've been listening to Midday on 88.1 WIPR.